This is Thoughts Become Things. With each episode, we'll help you reach the highest creative potential that God has for you. With your host, a teacher, life coach, a dream coach, and motivational speaker, Jeremy Lopez.
Hello again, everyone, and so glad you guys decided to join us today for Thoughts Become Things. I'm so honored and thrilled once again you guys decided to be a part of us. Be here now, live in the now moment, and being a part of what is unfolding in each one of us, of spirituality to what God is doing inside of us, to really just learning to be successful, learning to have that millionaire mindset in everything that we do and everything that we say. Let it be that of great excellence. When someone asks me, what do you consider a millionaire mindset? I say it means you are working at a high level of integrity. You are working at a high level of excellence because you know you how to dot your I's and cross your T's. You understand how to be able to move not in a place of perfection, but move in a place, God said, of flexibility, but yet move in a place where you know that what you're doing is of top-notch quality. And that's what it means to have a millionaire mindset. So anyway, today I want to talk to you guys about something that I believe really is strong on my heart, and I feel like God just put this on my heart today, and that is, is your situation still alive? Is your situation still really alive? Now you might say, what does that mean? I'm living on this earth, and I understand what situation I'm involved in, Jeremy, and here's what God wanted me to sort of share with you guys today. Since we understand thoughts become things, we understand the concept of as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We understand these things, but yet we cease to activate that type of, for lack of a better word, systematic thinking within the everyday part of our lives, whether it deals with bills being paid, the car, the house, the job, our family, you know, and every day, even if we have the perfect house, the perfect car, the perfect job, the perfect spouse, no matter if we have even those things, every single day of our lives, we are approached with situations, are we not? Like every day we have situations. They're called everyday, you know, decisions. Decision making comes every single day. Even if you decide to stay home and become a recluse and you lay on your couch, you shut the curtains, close the blinds, turn on TV, you're going to become a couch potato throughout the day. Guess what? You are still making a conscious decision that day. So you still have conscious decisions to make throughout the day, correct? Because you have to know, hey, what television show am I going to watch? Which couch, which chair am I going to lay on? Hey, what am I going to wear today to lounge in? Hey, I'm getting hungry for lunch. What am I going to do for lunch? Let me go to the refrigerator, and what am I going to eat out of the refrigerator? There's conscious decision-making going on, folks, every single, pretty much moment of every single day of your life. You can never escape it within this earth realm. So I wanted to talk to you guys about today is, do we really understand in every situation exactly how to approach it? Okay, now let me explain to you earlier what happened to me, okay? I was actually in the middle of prophesying the word of the Lord to someone, and in the middle of me prophesying is when I was sharing this with a certain particular lady, and that was the fact of about stars and how stars basically shine, and yet when we look in the night sky, we see this brilliant, radiant light of stars that, guess what, have died out, could have possibly hundreds of years ago, and yet that light is still taking its time to travel to us because we understand the speed of light. We get the fact that, you know, there are planets and galaxies light years away from us, and so it takes a long time for things to reach us here at planet Earth. And when we see through telescopes, you know, we don't know sometimes if we're seeing something that burned out hundreds of years ago and we're still seeing just the light being projected heading its way towards us. And so through that type of mentality and a prophetic word, I realized at that moment, that's when I felt like God was speaking to me and letting me know that this is how our situations are. If the Bible says we call those things that be not as though they were, then why aren't we doing it? Why aren't we applying our law of attraction and a power attraction to us? Why aren't we allowing our mind to see through the eyes of spirit to really understand and grasp and even gravitate towards that type of reality, that type of truth? And so when you are involved in situations within your life, you've got to ask yourself the question, is this something that has died out a long long time ago, or did it die out yesterday and I'm still seeing or maybe hearing, maybe through the mouth of other people, maybe seeing just maybe a little bit of the facts of what I can see with the naked eye or hearing with the naked ear? Am I seeing things just headed towards me, but yet it's already been dealt with? It's already died out. It's no longer in existence. And so when we see from the realm of law of attraction, we know that we're here to call those things that be not as though they were. See things how we need and want to see them and how we desire to see them. Attracting into our lives the element of success, a millionaire mindset, the power to live, the power to be healthy, the power to be whole, the power of discipline within our lives to know that I've got to start something in order for the consistency of that vibration to get on a good vibration. And maybe, in other words, living the principles where the promises of God that are yes and amen are always being attracted to me because I've started a new pattern, a new habit of living the consistency and to where the neurons in my brain are reconnecting to a new way, a new structure of thinking, and the vibration of God that is positive, that is powerful, of what I'm needing to get in my life according to His will and the promises of God, that I'm on that right path. And sometimes it takes a little time to make the minor adjustments mentally in order to get on the correct, what we consider frequency or vibration, correct? And so if you think about it from that angle, you realize what we're doing here is we're doing nothing more than actually calling those things to be not as though they were. We're seeing it from the end result. If God knows the ending from the beginning, shouldn't we live from the end result? Shouldn't we live from an outcome, victorious point of view anyway? As a Christian, as a person of God, as a child of God, no matter really what you are, isn't that the place we should be looking into? Is seeing the outcome anyway and living? Because isn't it the outcome that we want to empower anyway to where the outcome will happen quicker for us? And we'll be able to see the outcome before it actually hits us? And we'll see and experience the outcome before we actually tangibly see it manifested in a fullness around us? Isn't that what we want to empower anyway? Because what we empower, what we focus on, we empower. And so why not empower yourself with the outcome of victory? Why not empower yourself of a victorious outcome? Why not empower yourself of something that you know your desire is going to play a part in this, to say, this is what I desire, this is what I want, this is what I've always known, I've got a gut level feeling, I'm intuitive, I have the Spirit of God upon me, whatever you want to call it. But here's the key thing. When you know that you know that you know what needs to be in your life, you need to start seeing that from an end result point of view and understanding from that reality. Now here we're talking about, once again, something positive, something powerful, something desirable. But from a negative point of view on a situation, we should see that as stars, to say, you know what, truthfully, is it really at that place where it's already died out? Because I don't want to empower it anyway. I don't want to give thought to it because I don't want to feed it energy. I don't want to feed it any action. So why not look at it from a point of view as a star that's been died out from a long time ago, and just sort of come to the place where, even though those people are approaching me with maybe conversations that's still keeping the situation and the heartbeat of the situation alive, and seeing it that, wow, you know, it looks like, and here's where you need to come into the visual part of it. It looks like it's still going on. It looks like it's still got action to it. Why? Because someone is still feeding it action and energy. Things do not survive, folks. Let me just tell you bluntly, things in life do not survive without action and energy. And you need to write that down and remember that. Things, nothing in creation will survive without action and energy. God poured His action and energy, for lack of better words, into creation by speaking and then doing. And what He did was He formulated the heavens and the earth. He spoke you into being. You were wonderfully and fearfully created. That means He put His hand to you like on the potter's wheel in Jeremiah, and He formulated you. He formed you the way you should be, the way you should look, how you should smell, you know, that your personality, how it's developing. So there's some action and there's some energy being placed there. And so everything in life, and gossip is one of the number one things that we can see, because we've all have experienced gossip from either hearing it or being the initiator to do it. You know, the tail-bearing is something we've got to quit, you know, and cut out of our lives, but we've all experienced some type of gossip, no matter what side of the gossip we were on, to know gossip is no good, and truly, gossip is nothing more than our own creativeness. Now, hear me out for a moment. Gossip is nothing more than our own creativeness out of feeding it and reviving it by resurrecting it, by creating it from energy and action. So if I spread gossip and I tell you, did you hear about so-and-so? Did you know she's getting a divorce? Did you hear about so-and-so? Did you hear how fat he's gotten? Did you hear about so-and-so? I heard he was fired from his job for stealing. And what happens is the hearsay of the gossip is me pouring life into the gossip to bringing it to a place of resurrection power. Because as co-creators, we speak and we create, and therefore we empower. And you have to be careful, folks, what you speak of. If you know it's not factual, if it's not truth, and even if it is truth, what gives you the right, or me the right, to actually feed my own energy into it if it's something that is negative, if it's something that maybe is just embarrassing to the person? Because the truth sets us free, yes, but that is their truth. Let them be the one to proclaim it. Let them be the one to tell people as they feel in their time they need to tell people. Don't be the person always starting a Genesis effect of creating and feeding energy and action to something that you're not actually positively sure is true. And even if it is true, is it your business to tell? I always say this. This is my motto. I let bygones be bygones. It's not my business nor my place to tell the people's business, no matter what it's about. If it's negative, positive, did you hear about them, what they are? Did you hear what they do? Did you hear what they... I really don't care, because it's none of my business. And it's not going to help me in my growth. And right now, my thing is working out my own salvation with fear and trembling, which means I'm working out a saving of. Salvation is soteria, which means there's a saving of. So I'm working out saving of my life and saving of, you know, my money and saving of my integrity and saving of my grace and saving of my relationships. And so I'm always bringing a saving of, which is a type of reconciliation, bringing it to a place of wholeness and integrity, restoring things. So that's what it means, is I'm concerned with that. I'm more focused on bringing resurrection and reconciliation and grace and compassion and life to people. That's what I'm concerned about. And so when you look at the stars that have died out years and years and years and years and years and years ago that you're just still seeing the light of, then you know what? Let situations go. Don't feed it energy and action. Don't do that whatsoever. If it's not your responsibility, not your place to, even if you feel as if you have to, then guess what? You don't always have to. You don't have to say something that you know doesn't feed life into something. And so even with your own personal situations, if you find yourself saying, man, I'm really going through a lot right now, Jeremy. Like, I'm really going through a whole lot of just mess and just these situations. I didn't mean to get myself into them. Or yes, I got myself involved in it. You know, I'm just really overwhelmed right now. Then here's what you do. You don't feed into that situation, and you just believe God's promises, to know that, you know what? If God's promises are yes and amen, and He knows the outcome, He knows the ending from the beginning, then here's what you're going to do. You're going to speak to the situation, and you're going to look at that as a star. You're going to look at it as a star that has already died out. It's no longer, it's null and void. So therefore, because it is, I might be still seeing the light of it, but my perception will change as I begin to adhere towards the fact that it's already died, because it will die, and it is dying, or it did die, or it's going to die. And you know why? Because you're no longer feeding power to it. You're no longer empowering it with your worry, your fear, your doubt. Well, you know what so-and-so says about it still? Oh, it's my fault, but they're still talking about it. Oh, it's not my fault, but they're still talking about it. But guess what you do? You say, you know what? I have recognized and I've reconciled the fact that I'm no longer going to think about it. I'm no longer going to empower it. I'm not burying my head in the sand. I acknowledge it, but yet I also understand that it's going to die out, or it already has died out. And who knows how many situations, folks, think about this. How many situations within your life personally has already died out? And you will probably never know situations that have already died out, and you're still harboring on it and thinking about it and feeding energy and resurrecting it, you know, life to it. it. But yet God says, it's already died. Let it go. Get rid of it. It's already died out. Don't worry about the light you're still seeing from that dead star. Don't worry about that. Move on. And that's a place today I wanted to bring you guys to. I was excited to sort of share this today on the podcast because I believe there's so many amazing, powerful things that we can discover in the universe that can apply to our own lives. Things in creation that we look at the growth life of trees and how they grow, and we could get revelations and knowledge and insight and wisdom on plants and mountains and valleys and even animal life. Well, there's so many prophetic things all around us to discover that can speak to us about our own lives and our own situations. And I would just say today to you, open your eyes around you to a beautiful world. Open your eyes around you today to know that all things are going to be good and all things are getting better and things are beginning to improve within my life. You know why? Because you have the power to speak into your life whatever you want to define it, however you see it. If thoughts do become things, and we know that what you think in your heart, so is it, which means so is your world, so is your atmosphere, so is your existence, so is your sphere of influence. Your sphere of influence is waiting on your command every moment. It's waiting on your command, not just by your mouth, but by your thoughts. Because thoughts are nothing more than pure energy. We know that. And if thoughts are pure energy, and yes, what energy does is not housed within your skull. It comes out of you. So what you think actually vibrates and is pulling the vibrations out there to the same likeness. And so your thoughts, which are energy, are not just in your brain. They're coming out of you. Could you imagine if we could see ourselves in that realm, to see the power of, like, when I think, man, it comes out of me. My thought surrounds me. How many thoughts? You know, you've heard it said in the Bible. How many of you that are prophetic people understand the Bible says, my word shall not return back to me void, but it shall go and accomplish all that I have sent it out to do. That means that there are prophetic words in the atmosphere around us because there's power in the voice of God. And that means there are prophetic words all around us right now that not everyone is taking up. But guess what? We can also know from Scripture that there are sometimes some people that can take up a promise that might have even been for someone else and make it their own, because according to their faith, so be it. That it can work for them. So prophecy is not just about me prophesying just to you, and yet God might be directing it towards you, but it also can represent the fact that it can be also anyone who believes, because it rains upon the just and the unjust, folks. Anyone that can believe a promise of something of a hope and a bright future, and if they put action to it and feed their energy and vibrate that, it can work for them as well. So remember that there are things outside of you that you're putting out there that are working on your behalf, good, bad, and ugly, negative or positive, godly or demonic, whatever you want to call it. But every moment of every day, things are outside of you working. And so you have to remember, how your life has turned out is how you have attracted it, how you have thought about it, how your fears have played a role. You know, one thing I like to use a scripture, but it has been abused a little bit. But Job even said, you know, the greatest thing that I fear came upon me. And that means the thing that he did not want the most, he focused on it so much that it actually turned out to be part of his life. Now we might think, whoa, that just sounds so hard. But the truth is, all we have to do is mature into responsibility, to know that responsibility lets me know I take full, complete control and responsibility for my own actions. And things maybe that I've subconsciously didn't realize I was putting out there, you know what? Obviously, it's happened to me for a reason. Obviously, it's came into my world for a reason. Let me grow through it. Let me learn through it, to where maybe God can shed some light upon my subconscious of what I've put out there, and maybe I can get healed from that. That's why we hear of women all the time who get beaten up by their husbands, and then all of a sudden they leave that man, they think they found a better man, they get beaten up again. They leave him, find another man. Oh, this is a changed one, and they get beat up again. Why? And yet they can't see why. Because subconsciously, there's something locked there that is coming outside, like energy outside their brain, that is always still pulling and attracting the same type of frequency, the same type of likeness to them. And as it continues to attract and attract and attract, and yet that person, that lady, or that gentleman might say, why does it keep on happening to me? Maybe it's just the devil. people. Maybe it's the devil. Let me tell you something, folks. We put more emphasis on the devil than taking responsibility for our own actions. I could care less about the devil. He means nothing to me. I don't even bring his name up because who's in charge of my life is God. And what happens in my life is my own responsibility. And my goof up, my mistakes, and the things that enter my life is because somehow I thought into play. I thought into being. Somehow, subconsciously, maybe from all the junk that I grew up with or the good things I grew up with. Either way, it's playing a part in my life. And there's energy flowing out of me constantly because I am energy. And energy flows. And where you put your attention is where energy flows. And because of that, I need to grow through that. So my whole point to this is this. Getting back to the original thing is look at your situation and realize I've got to quit feeding my thoughts to it. I've got to quit feeding my energy to it. I've got to quit empowering it. Because you know what? God looks at it and says, honey, that star, that situation, it's been dead for a long time. If you could see it from my angle, it's been dead. So go with that today. Go with the fact that a lot of things have already died out. And the only thing that you're hearing is the after effect. The light that's just trying to make its way to your eyes. Because don't always go by what you see or feel. What you need to go by is the fact that, you know what, I'm no longer pouring my intention or my attention or my energy into it because it doesn't deserve that. And plus, I know who I am and what I'm capable of doing. And what I'm capable of doing is empowering something, bringing life to something. And so if you want something to die, guess what you do, folks? You ready? You ignore it. You don't feed it and you don't empower it. And you learn to walk away and you reshift. What does repentance mean? Repentance means you just change your thoughts. You just change your mind on the situation. Hey, you know what? I've got a better revelation. This is not good for me. Bam, I repented. Do you know that? Repentance, let me tell you something. I know I'm giving you guys a lot in the podcast. People think repentance is just basically, oh, Jesus, forgive me my sin. I've done wrong. Because we know that's part of repentance. But repentance also happens every day for me. And it's not even including, oh God, I've done wrong. Repentance actually means having a change of mind, having a change of heart. That's what it means. And so you include Christ in that because you know you want to be able to know that you're acknowledging, I need to stop this. So forgive me for what I've done and how I've been thinking. And then you take your repentance to the next level by recognizing, but now I've got to change the way I'm thinking. Because that's what repentance is. Repentance basically means just change your thoughts. Shift into a, you know, and look at the opposite direction on what you're on and how, and quit viewing how you're viewing that. And that's what it means. That's all it means. And so you've got to begin to look at that today and say, I'm repenting of this moment of no longer giving empowerment to that situation. And that's what you do. You just repented just now. If you said, you know what, Jeremy, I am no longer going to empower that gossip. I'm no longer empowering the situation because it's dead to me now. And I'm going to think the opposite. I'm going to move on and think about something else. You know what you just did? You just repented. You did. You just repented right now. See how good it feels? And all you have to do is change your thoughts. You change your life. Hey, thank you again so much for tuning into today's podcast, folks. You guys are awesome. You rock. I'm so glad and honored for the followers, the subscribers, the thousands and thousands of those who sign up for our website, who get monthly prophetic words from me, who are amazingly, I have the privilege and honor to life coach, and those who are supplying the need of the ministry and the staff and our mission by buying my courses and my books. I'm trying to put out as many books as I can, folks, because I want you to be empowered to know who you are and what you are and what you're capable of doing. You are so empowered to change nations and worlds and cultures, but sometimes we can't even change our own mind. And sometimes we can't even change our own life. And sometimes we feel like we can't even change our own situation. But the truth is, you can. And I want to be the one to teach you how to do it. Let me mentor you through life coaching. Sign up today to get a life coaching session from me. Call my office. My assistant would love to talk to you and set up a time that works for us. And let's mentor you through situations. And let's get monthly prophetic words to where you know where you stand with God in the sense of how God sees you. And let Him speak to you about life coaching in the sense of coaching you through your prophetic word as far as your outcome. Let God begin to speak through prophetic words about how He still sees situations going on or how things are improving, things are getting better, or maybe giving you prophetic words to me or nothing more than God's giving you a brand new idea of the future you that's about to happen that you can't see about yourself yet. And so He updates you by telling you something you don't know and what you're coming into to where you can be prepared and ready for it and go ahead and feed energy and power to that future you. So you can be ready to take on the world. And that's what it means. So thank you again for supplying the need, folks. By the way, I have to tell you, I've launched two new books recently, all right? Two new, beautiful, brand new books, all right? Now, the first one I just released 3 weeks ago, folks, 3 weeks ago, which is, oh my gosh, we've sold so many thousands, it's not even funny. It's called The Universe Is at Your Command, and I absolutely, positively love this book. It's a thick book, I think about 200, and I'm going to guess 230, 40 pages. It's amazing. We've sold so many copies, but it's called The Universe Is at Your Command. The Universe Is at Your Command, Vibrating the Creative Side of God. It's a powerful book, and I teach you how creation is waiting on you to give it the command. Because you know what? The Bible says creation's waiting on the manifestation, not of Jesus, but of you. And so when you begin to understand your inherent right, the contract, for lack of better words, through sonship that you have with God, and you understand the fact that I have a role to play, and my mouth and my thoughts actually dictate my lifestyle and how I play it out, then guess what? Creation looks and says, now the way to go, that's the son or daughter I need to see. That's the person I need to see come out in you, is the God in you to correct and direct and instruct and give us what it is you need to help empower your life. And so I wanted to share that with you because I want you guys to get this book. The Universe Is at Your Command. You can get it as a book or an ebook. And are you ready for this one? I'm excited, folks. It just launched out today as I speak. It's another brand new book by me. I love writing. Can you tell? It's another thick book, about 250 pages, something like that. It's called Creating with Your Thoughts. It's extremely deep. It's powerful. I give science in it. I give scripture. It is amazing because you need to learn how to create with the power of the mind of Christ through your thoughts God's given you. We have it as a PDF file and as a book, and you can be some of the first ones to get these two hot books right off the shelf. Get them today. Once again, Creating with Your Thoughts, and the other book is The Universe Is at Your Command. You guys are going to love it. We have testimonies and endorsements pouring in left and right. Even for the new book, Creating Your Thoughts, I have people on Forbes magazine. I have people that are multimillionaires who are giving us their endorsements. Many of you might know Brian Tracy. Many of you might know Greg Reed. Many of you might know Nick Ortner, who does the Tapping Solutions. Right now, he's world renowned and famous. We have so many people right now giving these endorsements to say, Jeremy, this is exactly the truth. This is where it is for right now. So we're seeing them pour in. We're having testimonies of people saying, Jeremy, these books are changing my life. I don't even think the same. I said, that's the key right there, is you don't think the same. The main problem with every one of us, folks, is not the devil all the time. And it's not because somebody hates you, your family hates you, everybody hates you, or maybe you're being persecuted. The problem is how you are thinking and how you are perceiving things and how you view things from your angle. If I can get into your brain, we can help reconstruct the way you think. And I can promise you, your life will turn out a lot better. When I get these books in your hands or the e-books in your hands, for you to begin to reconstruct, we can deconstruct and then reconstruct your thinking to change your life forever. Don't you want that? Don't you deserve? Don't you owe it to yourself today to have a life changed? And you might say, well, my life's always been the same. And guess what? It'll always continue to be the same because it's the way how you think. If you think your world can change and you know that your world can change and you move out by action, guess what? Your world will change within a month. Your world will change within a year. You won't even be the same person a year from now in the same location, thinking the same, operating the same, or even having the same job. And it's all up to you. So today, give us a call or go to our website. The website is identitynetwork.net. And download or order today, The Universe Is at Your Command. And the new one is Creating with Your Thoughts. You guys are going to love these books. And I've went ahead and I've autographed a lot of copies on both of these books to where that way the first, you know, couple of hundred that are getting these books will automatically have an autographed copy from me on both of them. So don't hesitate. On the actual hard copy books, which is the soft cover books, they're already autographed for you. So you can get those or download the ebooks today. So do that right now or call the office to order them. 205-362-7133. That's 205-362-7133. And once again, the universe is at your command and creating with your thoughts. Get the new books today, right now, for you to change your world forever. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
This has been the Thoughts Become Things podcast with Jeremy Lopez, helping you reach your highest creative potential that God has for you. For more episodes, products, and information on Jeremy, visit www.identitynetwork.net.